Coffee, written by Jane, read by CC Rambles. This is a Marvel Movieverse genfic and is rated G. Even if Tony Stark's peccadilloes weren't constantly emblazoned across every American entertainment site and gossip magazine, Pepper was sure she'd have realized at first meeting that the man wasn't the type to respect boundaries. Still, her predecessor's handover notes included the line, "Mr. Stark's never up before 11 a.m. unless he's jet-lagged or hasn't gone to bed yet." So Pepper forgave herself for being startled when she pushed open the door to the private kitchen attached to her office and found Tony Stark sprawled heavily and half-nakedly across the table. At least his eyes were closed, so he couldn't see her jump. "Mr. Stark," she said, after her heart had resumed beating. He blinked at her a couple of times, then let his eyes close again. "Regina," he said. "No, Victoria?" "Virginia," she corrected. "Potts. Right, that. Do you need something, Mr. Stark?" The words came out more sharply than she'd intended. Tony didn't seem to notice. "Coffee," he said, and waved a hand at the coffee pot on the counter, the mostly full mug resting 2 inches from his nose. "You don't have coffee in your own office? Or in your lab?" "I ran out." There was a long silence in which Tony courted scald and or drowning by attempting to pour coffee into his mouth without lifting his head from the table. Finally, Pepper said, more out of morbid curiosity than anything else, "Would you like some pants, Mr. Stark?" "Huh?" Tony said. He set the coffee mug down and tilted his head to peer through the glass tabletop at his naked lap. "Oh, hey, I wonder when that happened." His sense of wonder didn't seem to last very long, and his eyes drifted shut once more. "Nah, don't bother, this isn't working." He shoved the mug away from himself. "I'm just going to go to bed." The tour Pepper had gotten the previous day had revealed that Tony Stark had a small but more than adequate bedroom attached to his private lab, so his statement, probably, hopefully, didn't indicate that he was about to go inflict his bare ass, and bare other body parts, on the unsuspecting public. Still, that didn't mean that Pepper was comfortable with the idea of her new boss leaving her office half-naked. No matter that his other employees were undoubtedly accustomed to Tony's behavior. Fortunately, he didn't seem to be going anywhere, despite his words. His situation was looking less and less like the result of a single night's missed sleep, and she found herself wondering if he'd been entirely compos mentis when he'd hired her the previous day. On the plus side, if he fired her tomorrow, all the paperwork she'd signed yesterday would guarantee her a nice chunk of severance pay. "It's no bother," she said. As if on cue, there was a rap on her office door. Pepper went to answer it. Happy Hogan, Pepper didn't know his real first name, who'd been introduced to her as Tony's chauffeur, but whose primary job, she suspected, was fixer of Tony's life, stood on the other side. He held pants, socks, and underwear in one hand, shoes in the other. "He's still wearing his socks and shoes," she said. "It's just the pants and underwear that are missing. Sorry, I should have been more specific." "No problem," Happy said. "You want me to take care of this?" He gestured with the pants in demonstration. "If you would." Happy nodded agreeably and headed into the kitchen. Pepper sat at her desk and busied herself with deleting the most recent text message in her cell phone, sent as soon as it had become obvious that Tony's half-naked presence in her office was due to his being mentally impaired and not to criminal intent on his part. "Mr. Stark experiencing a clothing emergency in my office kitchen. Please bring pants." Then she called her assistant. "Deirdre, I need you to go to the coffee shop on the corner and bring me the biggest latte they sell. Buy yourself something too. My treat." This was definitely going to be a 3-coffee day, and Pepper had no plans to use her kitchen again until after the maids had gotten to it. The End.